Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tell everyone I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
That's right. Welcome to another Monday edition of What's On Your Mind. Brand new week, last one in October. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hannon. Let's get to it today on the program. 800-228-0550, our toll-free telephone number. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here. Kevin
Hello.
Flynn.
Hello.
And super producer Chris, ready to be at your service today on the program. So have at it. I'm sure you guys read the Wall Street Journal over the weekend. Growing concern over Joe Biden's confusion.
That's where, news?
Where have they been? Yeah, exactly.
That was like a year ago last June. Seriously.
And the Wall Street Journal is supposed to be this, sort of down the middle, the Wall Street Journal editorial page would be considered somewhat conservative. So they finally, this is an opinion piece, but finally hopped on the train here.
Well, what was the first?
You know, the rapidly rising in with, with I don't know.
Sorry.
Well, I
don't, sorry.
I don't know if you heard last week he was in Scranton, Pennsylvania, talking about how he was vice president of the United States for 36 years.
I missed that one.
A long time.
Well, now we know who's calling the shots all those years. All right. Yeah.
And you can't make it up. So and it's to the point now where even examples are sort of ridiculous, right? I mean, how many more examples do we need of this?
How many years was he in the Senate then? If
today's special guest to all of you, it's my honor to congratulate the 23rd for joining us in this service. Look, today today's special guest. To all of you, it's my honor to congratulate the 21 of you who have earned the title of that our democracy in every is equal to being president. It's of the same consequence. Citizen of the United States of America.
That made zero sense.
What?
Zero sense. None.
I used to sit around for hours editing tape just to make that happen. Now he just does it for me, right? puts it on a platter.
Here's what I want you to ask yourself, though, folks. I was reading the Wall Street Journal piece. I'm like, well, duh, right? I mean, I guess it's significant that one of the major newspapers' editorial pages is sort of saying this out loud. But ask yourself how many times the cognitive ability of Donald Trump was questioned openly by the major networks and everything else. He ought to have a test. He's crazy, da-da-da-da-da. And Joe Biden gives us daily examples of this. I mean, his schedule is pathetic. They guide him, guard him rather, just because they know it's very obvious. But to me, it is example number 1,155,000 of how the media is totally ignoring this.
81 million, most votes ever for a presidential candidate. Uh huh. Keep telling yourself that.
I would like to hear from anyone this morning that thinks there's nothing to see here.
Please.
If we're being too harsh here and he's on fire, he's fine, everything's okay, let me know, okay? Call us up at 258-0550. Maybe there's nothing to see here. But we better awaken to what's going on here. Come on, folks. Come on. And what is most chilling in this is not what we see as obvious. It is the fact that it is being ignored by the vast majority. Every time he has a media appearance, he's stumbling all over. And the lack of media appearances, the short, you know, the small number of actual interviews that he does, another sign. Where is some actual media to say, well, wait a minute here. This ought to be, and what the Wall Street Journal is saying is even Democrats are now whispering, hey, this is not good, not good. Whispering! Stop whispering for crying out loud. So anyway, my question for you today, if you think this is harsh, uncalled for, nothing to see here, please let me know, would you? 258-0550. Today on the program, we also are going to chat with Chris Jones, who's the Executive Director of the North Dakota Department of Human Services, talk child care. Specifically, is there anything we can do to incentivize more people to get into the child care business to find more people to join the workforce? We're going to tackle that today. And next hour, you ready for this, guys? Dr. Scott Jensen for the full hour, one of the warriors on the health freedom front, will join us on the program today, answer any and all your questions about COVID. And also talk to him a little bit about this incredible amount of vaccine mandate hysteria. It's everywhere. So look forward to the calls, questions, and comments today on the program. Let's start with Brad in Fargo. Brad, you're up on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, Scott, I called Joel Heitkamp out on that, and he claims Joe Biden just has a speech impediment. That's all it is.
Well, we found one.
That's you know what it is?
Joe Biden has talked about that for some time as a youngster that he stuttered, but it's way beyond that.
Yeah.
No. Joel Heitkamp says that's all it is, so that's all there is to see.
Well, we found the guy. We found the one.
Yep.
And we'll see if we can find another.
He's the
guy. All right, Brad.
Okay.
Thank you very much. How? What a bummer it must be to be in a position of having to defend this, huh?
All right.
I got in trouble when we were running against the senator who was a Mormon. The governor, okay?
Who gets by saying that?
I got plenty here.
And
I got a million of them.
And by the way, when you say you've been vice president for 36 years, that has nothing to do with the speech impediment.
Exactly.
The things he's actually saying.
No, exactly right.
I got hairy legs. Has nothing to do with a speech impediment.
Oh, and I got a list here. Let me see what my list says. Where's my numbers?
By the way, last week he said he'd been to the board before. All the media's fact checked that. Not true. Nothing to do with the speech impediment. Gene in Berreria, North Dakota. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Gene.
Good morning, Scott. Biden, why can't he just be, he's incompetent. But that's not what I was going to talk about. North Dakota's finances. You know, the finances of the country are in trouble. We need to separate ourselves from the big god dictator of the U.S. government, and we need to start taking care of North Dakota. I would like to see a comprehensive financial report to the stockholders, that would be the citizens of North Dakota, of all of our finances. Our funds that are invested out east need to be taken back to North Dakota, because it's this whole shoot and match collapses, we've lost it. Secession could be discussed. Like Chris Burke says, North Dakota is in a unique position to really do something. We need to do it. Comments.
What would you do? What would be job one for you to separate our finances from the federal government?
Well, number one, in the state of North Dakota, I would repeal all property taxes. North Dakota is the richest state in the union, bar none. Even if drilling is down, our oil revenues are up. for the time being. We don't know what's going to happen in the future. We need to prepare for that. For North Dakotans.
All right, Gene, we'll see if anybody else has some other ideas and where to begin. Appreciate you calling today. I will agree with you. We are in a strong financial position as compared to the rest, mostly because we have something pretty basic that says you can't spend beyond your means. How about that? Federal government.
We're expected to live that way. Why should government be any different?
Hey, hey, hey.
Try that.
Hey, hey, it's not the swamp rules, boys. Not the swamp rules.
Constitutionally mandated. Your budget must balance.
No.
Crazy.
No.
Wall Street Journal says, all presidents stumble in speech, but Mr. Biden's frequent public confusion about the major issues of the day is a reason for the growing public concern. Yes, it is.
Who stopped the teleprompter?
I was going to say, as opposed to his 36 years in office as vice president. That, nothing to see here. Okay.
The confusing Mr. Biden. The town hall performance is what awakened the Wall Street Journal, I guess.
Hi, Gus here with Precision Concrete Cutters. Did you know that you can add an egress window to any basement wall, even if there is no existing window? At Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. Call us at 701-280-7038.
North Dakotans know a thing or two about energy and the environment. Our electricity rates are some of the lowest in the nation, and we are among only 17 states that meet all federal air quality standards. Coal has always been a big part of our energy success story. As the most resilient source of power, it keeps our electricity affordable and reliable, provides high-quality jobs, and boosts our economy. The coal industry in North Dakota accounts for more than 13,000 good-paying jobs and $5.4 billion in economic impact. Lignite also plays a pivotal role along with oil and gas revenue, providing nearly $1,600 per student to districts across the state. We know that to continue our regional prosperity, we need an all-of-the-above energy strategy that includes coal to make sure our homes and businesses have the electricity they need when they need it. Learn more at www.lignite.com.
At the University of Mary, we are truly military-friendly. Our admissions team has years of real-world military experience. We will support your advancement every step of the way. We offer scholarships, credit for your experience, and ensure you and your family receive all available military benefits. Classes start June 7th. Discover a true military-friendly community at the University of Mary at online.umary.edu/military.
Hi, Gus here from Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure you don't have bigger issues. Contact us today at 701-280-7038.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Deal for you today from my friend Mike Lindell and the team at MyPillow. $19.98 for a standard MyPillow that's regular to $69.98. What a deal. Deep discounts right now at MyPillow.com, FrankSpeech.com. On the towels, the sheets, the mattress toppers, the slippers are fantastic. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener's square. $19.98 for the standard MyPillow, or call them at 800-506-9028. Use the promo code SCOTT. Made in the USA. 10-year warranty.
You know it's going to last. 60-day money-back guarantee. Nothing to lose. Start getting some quality sleep. Most important thing to your health is your sleep. Do you know that? MyPillow.com, FrankSpeech.com. Just use the promo code Scott or call them at 800-506-9028. Let's stand together with companies that share our values. Here's the Wall Street Journal piece. White House insiders, White House handlers, same thing, I guess, shield President Biden from the press as much as possible. And Thursday's town hall on CNN shows why. Even with a friendly audience and softball questions, Mr. Biden's performance revealed why so many Americans are losing confidence in his presidency. By the way, that's true. Poll numbers are just plummeting. Plummeting. One big problem is that Mr. Biden often doesn't seem to know what he's talking about. This is the President of the United States we're talking about here.
Bernie.
Taking rising gas prices that are a growing public concern. Mr. Biden blamed OPEC cartel for not producing more oil, but then he said the answer is ultimately investing in renewable energy. Most cars still run on gasoline, not solar or wind power. Electric cars remain impractical for most Americans. The way to reduce gas prices is to produce more oil to increase the supply. Mr. Biden wouldn't have to plead with OPEC to produce more if he weren't working so hard to limit U.S. oil production. Day one. Federal lands, off limits, can't drill there.
And the transfer and transport of Canadian oil as well. Shut down the Keystone.
He has caused this crisis single-handedly. His decisions. Hello? Wall Street Journal piece goes on. How about the supply chain bottlenecks contributing to shortages and inflation? Mr. Biden blamed COVID and employers who won't pay enough to attract workers. But employers are bidding up wages nearly across the economy, and they still can't fill the more than 10 million job openings nationwide. Asked if he'd call in the National Guard to address the shortage of truckers, Mr. Biden said he would. But the deployment of the Guard is actually controlled by the White House and by the governors, rather. They decide when the National Guard is called up. The White House later had to say, never mind, he doesn't know what he's talking about here. Mr. Biden's confusion extended to foreign policy, which is supposed to be a strength. Regarding Taiwan, a crucial issue with China, Mr. Biden misstated U.S. policy. He asked, can you vow to protect Taiwan? Mr. Biden said yes. CNN anchor Anderson Cooper must have figured this was news because he gave Mr. Biden another chance. So you're saying that the United States would come to Taiwan's defense? Yes. If China attacked? Yes. We have a commitment to do that. The actual U.S. policy towards Taiwan is strategic ambiguity about U.S. intentions. The Taiwan Relations Act commits the U.S. to help Taiwan defend itself, but does not include a NATO-like commitment to go to war to defend the island democracy.
Strategic ambiguity. That sounds like something from Jen Psaki's playbook.
Doesn't it, though? I'll circle back on that. One, yeah. Oh, my gosh. Many people think the U.S. should make such a commitment explicit so Beijing doesn't miscalculate and invade the island. Was Mr. Biden announcing a change in U.S. policy? Apparently not, because the White House soon walked back Mr. Biden's words. Strategic ambiguity lives, Kevin. Or perhaps the Wall Street Journal writes we should say strategic confusion. In the case of Mr. Biden, you have to wonder what the hard men in Beijing think of this performance.
It's just confusion. There's nothing strategic about it.
Does the fast White House retreat from Mr. Biden's words mean the U.S. doesn't intend to defend Taiwan? What is U.S. policy? Wars have started amid such mixed signals to adversaries. We take no pleasure in pointing this out since the U.S. needs a president who can handle the strains of the job. Mr. Biden was never, oh boy, here's a word, the most heinous. Anybody know that word? Never seen it before.
Huh?
Is that a really smart person?
Must be. Command of the language.
I'll change it for my fifth grade explanation. Mr. Biden was never Einstein. And all presidents stumble in speech, but Mr. Biden's frequent public confusion about the major issues of the day is a reason for growing public concern. That was the Saturday editorial of the Wall Street Journal. Question I have is, who's this Demos Hannes guy? Or gal. Man or woman. John and Hettinger has a suggestion on how we spend some of that Federal CARES Act money that Biden is sprinkling around so people don't notice that he's clueless on the job. Go ahead, John.
Hello?
Hi, John. Go ahead.
Hey, Scott. I'm down in Kidder County, not Headinger.
Okay.
South of Dawson.
Got it.
The big thing on all of this is that we've got to start thinking ahead of the game. Now, we're going to lay off and say that they can't be in our services. Hundreds of thousands of personnel that are already trained. Now, why shouldn't we go and take everybody that's going to be laid off because they won't take a COVID shot, hire them with our $1 billion that we get, and send them to the border to make a border down there for Texas? Some of these things, I guess, we've got to just start fighting fire with fire, and we've got all these trained personnel out there that are, you know, absolutely ridiculous the way it's being going done when maybe they even had COVID, but they still don't get any credit if they don't get the shot. It's all wrong. And
I do agree with you that all of these problems that are going to impact the state should be taken seriously by the states, and maybe we could have a renaissance of the 10th Amendment, right?
Amen. But there's no reason that all of these SEAL team guys and everything else couldn't go to the border and be down there. $1 billion will hire a lot of them down there.
I love your fire in the belly, John.
Now, we've got to do something because
the problem, I think, by design, by the Biden administration, is just to create so many crises that you feel like you're playing whack-a-mole.
Drinking from a fire hose every day.
And fighting on so many fronts. And I can't believe that's an accident.
Right.
At all.
No, I agree 101% with you, but you've got to have your security for your country. I mean, any longer, and it doesn't matter where we start to pick up things. If we don't have a secure border, it isn't going to work. Law and order is the basics of everything, and we haven't got it anywhere.
Appreciate the call, John. Thank you. Others welcome here. Mike at Fairbanks, you're up on What's on Your Mind. Go.
Hello. Good morning, gentlemen. That wasn't a town hall. It was more like a studio hall.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, good point.
And I've got the answer for us all, you guys. Do you want to hear the answer?
Let's have it.
Let's replace the last guy that gave him the questions. I didn't want to say his name because he's so disgusting, but let's replace that last guy that asked Biden the questions and that kind of babysit him with Alec Baldwin.
Oh, my gosh. See,
wow.
Once again, we're getting close to a line there. Very close to a line.
You had me there for a second.
Yeah. We're not going to subscribe to your theory there. I just want the American people to awaken and have more news organizations act like the Wall Street Journal here. By the way, this Demos, this guy, Greek statesman.
Ah.
Yeah.
DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance. That's my agent. I want him to be yours, too. DJ, tell folks what you're most excited about with this new farm program you have.
Farm operations are set up as entities, a lot of different things going on a farm. We have the ability to insure all of that under one policy. We can customize it to really fit their needs and protect them how they need to be protected.
DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance, 235-6641, djcoulter.com.
You see the signs everywhere. Strata. What are they?
They're all about service, exceptional service and support to their customers, quality, high-quality, cost-competitive products and services, integrity, innovation, too, and they're a great place to work. The Strata Corporation has a career for you waiting at stratacorporation.com. Click the careers link. Solid people, solid products, solid performance. Since 1910, that's Strata Solid.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Sudan's civilian Prime Minister Abdallah Hamdok was put under house arrest, and several other ministers were also detained Monday in what appears to be a military coup in the northeastern African country. The arrests come a day after the Biden administration met with the head of the military faction of the Sudanese government and warned him against staging a coup. A La Nina weather pattern in the Pacific is bringing rain and several feet of snow to California. The National Weather Service in Sacramento issued numerous warnings on Sunday concerning the rainfall, flooding, and debris flows. James Michael Taylor, the actor best known for playing the reoccurring character Gunther on Friends, has died at the age of 59 from prostate cancer. He passed at his home in Los Angeles, California, with family. Tyler was first cast on the show as a background actor, but went on to become the reoccurring character with the most appearances. USA Radio News.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
PetroServe USA, home cook and grab-and-go convenience at their Valley City Hardwood, West Main Avenue, 12th Avenue, and I-29, NP Avenue. North Dakota locations, downtown Fargo, then Glendon and Ulin in Minnesota, and of course, 4 for $4 deal everywhere. Hot stuff, personal pan pizza. Well, those breakfast pizzas of the morning are great too, but the lunches are just epic. Two homemade cookies, the pizza, and the 20-ounce drink, four items for $4. Couple of days left in October, so if I were you, I'd get in there and take advantage of Nestle 28 packs of water, $2.99. Mike and Ike Mega Mix for 89 cents. Icebreakers and Kit Kats for 99 cents. Any size fountain pop, 49 cents. And a day special, any fresh baked muffin for 99 cents. PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you. All right. Switching gears here to talk a little bit about workforce and the connection to daycare. Chris Jones joins us, North Dakota Department of Human Services Executive Director, to talk a little bit about this topic. One of the proposals that is on the table from Governor Burgum for the upcoming North Dakota legislative session relates to dedicating some dollars for daycare and specifically connecting it to the need for more people into the workforce. So I wanted to tackle this a little bit today. Chris, thanks for taking the time. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. Looking forward to the chat. So connect the dots, daycare to workforce. How do you see those two interacting?
It interacts in a whole bunch of ways, but I think the pandemic and whatever this great resignation is, I still don't fully understand it. But at the end of the day, what we have going on right now is if families don't have access to quality childcare, they're not going to enter the workforce. And over the last few years, the cost of childcare, and at the end of the day, the families are making a decision to stay home and certainly don't ever want as a state to get involved in whatever decisions the family makes in relation to their children. But if the number one reason people aren't entering the workforce, a highly workforce and a workforce that's just entering or younger families who are just entering the workforce, and we are making investments in other areas and they can't enter, I'm concerned about North Dakota's economy.
So talk a little bit about the current capacity for a daycare and what you see as the need. Is there a way to determine like what the shortage is?
Yes. Yeah, so, early on, we knew that we were in trouble as related to when schools closed. It was, if you think back, it was kind of interesting how we closed schools, but we didn't close childcare because we considered childcare to support the essential workers, but we didn't think about schools that way. Well, ultimately, it became clear that schools also supported families as it relates to that essential workforce. And so we were able to keep some open, as the state has invested dollars to keep those child cares open. with this weird whatever world we've been living in and still trying to come out of. But want to continue to build that up because there's just so many things that have become apparent that we don't necessarily have access to. I mean, there's the workforce side as it relates to those that are entering the workforce or in the workforce who need childcare. And then you have the childcare workforce, which is really difficult to. So, in a little bit here, Scott, but at the end of the day, we had a childcare during the pandemic. I think we did a pretty good job of weathering it during the pandemic. And now it's like we're dealing with this great resignation. How do we make sure that everybody who can work is working? Because we are really limiting our economy. So there's a number of different initiatives the state is putting forward as it relates to child care.
What are the barriers to entry right now for anybody to join daycare? We had a call from a gentleman a couple of weeks. He was from Dickinson and said that his wife, just was totally flummoxed by the fact that it is just so onerous to, take. She had daycare in home and talked about regulation after regulation and how you just finally you finally give up. Is it overregulated in your view?
I think we can always do a better job with regulation, and we are totally committed to looking at that. I think what I would then but flip it back, and this is something that I didn't understand prior to joining the state. Look at the regulations we have on skilled nursing facilities versus child care. Nursing facilities have far more regulations than child care. And people may say, and initially you go like, oh, that makes sense. You know, that doesn't, I mean, but if you really dig down and think about it, there is vulnerable than a 3- and 4-month-old or a 6-month-old child. I mean, they can do no activities of daily living without the support of a provider. And so to that end, I would just ask people to step back and really, can a 7-month-old communicate to do for themselves? How do they communicate with their own family members? There's no ombudsman program for children in child care as there is in long-term care. So the long and the short of it is, and this is something that I'm still reconciling with myself because I never thought of it this way, but the most vulnerable are, and we need to make sure they're protected, but totally open to looking at how we make it easier for child care providers to operate in the state.
Super producer Chris Marston, let's get Chris Jones on a landline here since we're having a little trouble hearing him intermittently on the stream here. We do stream our guests when we can, so you can watch this in addition to listening to it if you like. It's a TV product, but why don't we get Chris on the phone, Chris Marston, and hook him up with Daniel here. Meantime, if you have questions or comments on the daycare issue, certainly welcome to call us at 800-228-0550. Jot that number down. 701-258-0550 is the local telephone number, 701-258-0550. Or, again, 701-toll-free, 800-228-0550. Text welcome to, as always, 701-3... I messed that up. You ready for the number? 701-237-1590. I almost gave you my old text number, but that's the new one now that gets them to all of us swiftly, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 701-237-1590. Okay? We got Chris back? Okay. Our ace engineer is going to give them a call. Here's what I want to get into next with Chris, and that is specifically what silver bullets are there? What could be done as part of the $1 billion spending debate with the American Recovery Plan, ARPA funds, as they're called, from the federal government, where the state will, in a special session, first half of November here, sit down and wrestle with how to spend those dollars. Is there matching programs? Are there things that can be done to incentivize more daycare? Chris, got you back now. What, if you had a magic wand, what's a silver bullet? And what do you suggest in the way of funding that ought to be dedicated for this? And what would it bring to ease this concern in North Dakota, get more people into the workforce?
Well, I think the silver bullet is generally a community understanding of the importance of child care for our economy, for our workforce, for our communities. And because we can't build this up overnight. If you think about the whole K-12 educational system, that was purely based on access, and it took decades and upon decades to build up a K-12 system. We need to continue to incrementally invest and be thoughtful about how we support families in the state of North Dakota and provide that level of child care that best meets the needs in each of our North Dakota communities. I don't think that there's ever going to be a statewide approach, or that's certainly not the mindset of this administration. But how can the state support communities to ensure that communities have the resources necessary to build a quality, affordable childcare infrastructure so that their communities can fill the workforce needs for their community and for the state of North Dakota?
Are there any best practices in that regard of where a community is sort of rallied behind this idea?
I want to be careful not to call out anyone in North Dakota at this point because, and I'll be honest, I don't know that there is. There may be some that I'm not aware of. I was just going through and looking at other states, and there's a number of red states that are making big pushes to find funding for early childhood education and quality child care. States like Texas, Mississippi, Oklahoma, Alabama, North Carolina, and South Carolina, they're able to find the dollars necessary to invest in quality early childhood experiences. I think it's still building up that workforce and building up that infrastructure and frankly to professionalize the industry because like I said earlier, I think we're still learning or those of us in leadership or influential positions haven't had the same type of experiences trying to find quality childcare that, you know, many of the backbone of our economy has. And when asked, I mean, I God bless them all. They're choosing their family over working, which is great. That's what we want. But at the same time, that's not meeting the needs of the state of North Dakota as a whole.
Talking to Chris Jones, Executive Director of the North Dakota Department of Human Services, about the role of daycare in assisting the workforce, available workforce for the state of North Dakota. Questions or comments, welcome again at 258-0550 or text us at 237-1590. Watford City is one I know has made this a real community effort, and there, of course, was a huge issue with the workforce as part of the oil boom, and a number of companies donated to a citywide facility. That seemed to have worked there. Obviously, smaller communities, so I don't know how that would scale up. How about business in general, just as a benefit? Anything you've seen in the way of best practices there where this is offered as a benefit to get people back in the workforce or even in business daycare, Chris?
Absolutely. And I'll just go back to Wolf Pop-Up in Watford City. I mean, that is a best practice. It works well for their community. I think everyone knows they put that together during the height of the oil boom. They were trying to build families. They needed to build workforce. And the number one way to do it was to invest in early childhood experiences in a quality child care center. And the community rallied behind it. You know, at the time, I wasn't interested in child care at that time, but they did have resources within that community given their economy. So they were able to do it because it actually had a return on investment. It was something that was easily understood. I think we need to be doing that as a state.
Couple of ideas coming in from our listeners via text, too. We'll talk with Chris about that. When we continue, don't go away.
Think about it. In just 10 years, the Minnesota state budget grew from $14 billion to $26 billion. That's almost double. Did your income double in the last 10 years? And now Governor Tim Walz wants to raise taxes again so government can grow even more instead of eliminating wasteful spending. Think about it. It's time to stop the wasteful spending. Think About It is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
Now more than ever, it's important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, but actually does something about it. America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And they donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes you care about. Switch to Patriot Mobile now. Get free activation with the code FLAGFAMILY. Switching is easy. Go to PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. Or call 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT.
Hello, this is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services.
I'm here, and I'm just asking one of my clients kind of what their experiences were doing their estate plan. Would you be willing just to share a couple thoughts on that, Mark?
I went into the experience without, I guess, just a very general knowledge from friends and coworkers as to, you know, what we really should be doing, and but without much of a framework, and certainly no knowledge of the details involved. Mark was very helpful, presenting all the options, ultimately walking us through the whole process of setting up the system and challenge, because I don't live right here where my mom does. We see each other when I visit, so there was a lot of coordination involved, and he really helped us out with that, too.
Let us help you, too.
Call us now. You'll be glad you did. That's 701-318-0908.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
And North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions. Find out more about them at ndforallenergy.org. They are planning a ag and energy tour of North Dakota coming up on Tuesday, November 9th. This is a free all-day bus tour. I said it. Free. How about that? Leave from Bismarck, stops at farms and ranches, on up to Watford City and back, breakfast and lunch provided. The 2021 Ag and Energy Tour. We've done this before. A very enjoyable time. Get a bunch of folks together and just go out and see how an ag and energy aligns so well in North Dakota. If you'd like more information or to reserve your spot today, call Tammy at 701-400-9482, 400-9482, or email Tammy at ndforallenergy.org, ndforallenergy.org. Back with Chris Jones, Executive Director of the North Dakota Department of Human Services. So, we were talking before the break about things employers can do, and the governor has put forward a proposal for the legislature to consider includes a couple of things. One of them, though, is for incentives for employers to offer a benefit that would say, here's some extra dollars to help you find child care, right? Wouldn't be actual in-house daycare, but it would be a benefit of, I guess, a cost share of some sort for the actual daycare cost. Is that right, Chris?
Yes, that's absolutely right. So what is in the governor's proposal for the Accelerate ND for the ARPA dollars, the COVID dollars that are coming through, is for dollars set aside for employers to provide, the state would provide a 2-to-1 match for employers to subsidize their employees' child care needs to continue to maintain that workforce. After the first year, that 2-to-1 match would go to a 1-to-1 match, and we would see how that would work in terms of meeting the workforce needs of the state.
And then also tuition assistance. Talk a little bit about the available workforce for daycare. This is another challenge, right?
Exactly. So there's you know, we actually have some early childhood education programs at many of the NDUS university system schools, but individuals aren't going into it because the compensation and the career is not there. So how can we begin to incentivize individuals to go into early childhood education? Because we know that quality early childhood education and quality early childhood experiences starts with just understanding how to educate. And I think it's very important for the listeners what kids are learning. They're learning how to learn to be part of a group of kids and ready to go to school. It's not that they're being taught reading, writing, and arithmetic in, you know, in childcare. They're learning how to play. They're learning how to interact. They are learning how different situations happen. The best example I can give that I've learned is when you take a wooden spoon and pound it on a pot, what sound does it make? And just being able to interact with those children so that their brain starts to develop. So once they get to school, they're ready to learn. This isn't a backing up the bus to the maternity ward. This is getting children ready to learn whatever is in the curriculum in their community.
Texter wants to know a couple of things here. One, let's be on the forefront of education by having one-for-one matching grants for the private sector to open Montessori and specialized trade schools in combination with education dollars following the student. Public schools will learn to compete or close. What do you think of that idea?
I think it's a great idea. It's a marvelous idea. You look at Montessori schools, there's plenty of research to suggest that they work very well for some kids. And there should be competition for these type of things. Absolutely. This is not the state taking over. This is the state trying to build a workforce and trying to build strong, vibrant communities. And we need competition. Absolutely, 100%.
Texter says it isn't about the regulations of daycare. It's about the fact that while government in the state claims to be helping daycare providers, they actually give them kitchen scraps. What is the current benefit for daycare? What is the state backing, if you will, of daycare programs that are out there now?
Well, I'll look at myself in the mirror first. And when I came to the state in 2017 under Governor Burgum, childcare was not even close to the top 100 things I was interested in. I didn't look at it the way it needed to be looked at. So I don't think that there's I don't disagree that there's chicken scraps if I understand the texter's question. I think we need to start to look at childcare as an infrastructure need to create strong, stable families to reduce the spend that's in the Department of Human Services now, whether that's in behavioral health, substance use disorder, mental illness, special education and DPI, future, you know, justice involvement. There's plenty of studies. I'd ask any of your listeners to go out and look at the Perry preschool study, and you can see there's a longitudinal study that's been going on since the 1960s that actually shows that kids who have quality early childhood experiences between the ages of 0 and 5 and up to 8 have fewer justice involvement, far lower divorce rate, higher graduation rate. Across the board, they just do much better. And so I'm all about, the governor is all about making investments that have a high return on investment to reduce the spend in other areas of the state.
if it grows the economy at the same time, that's even better.
It is linked with our workforce needs, child care. Thanks for the update today, Chris. Good luck in the upcoming session with some innovative ideas. By the way, Clinton Bismarck has a question for you. We'll take that off the air here for Chris Jones during the break, and then come back with Dr. Scott Jensen, health freedom warrior, on What's On Your Mind. Stay tuned.
Action Movers is hiring warehousemen, movers, packers, drivers, Bismarck, Fargo, Minot. No experience necessary. Part-time, full-time positions available. All you need to do is pass the background check. If you have a Class A CDL, wow, what an opportunity. Never been a better time to join the moving industry. Offering one of the most lucrative compensation plans they've ever had. For employee drivers, owner-operators, local, regional, over-the-road opportunities, including a program to help you become an owner-operator. Find out more at their offices in Bismarck, Fargo, or Minot, or call 566-5532.
Action Movers.
This is Todd. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
Advanced in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems. Everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug and play with John Deere controls now, too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text GOLD to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.